Welcome to another episode of Jamaican Gangster. On today's episode, we are featuring Derek Puppy String Eccleston and the early rise of the Klansman Gang in Spanish Town. If you are not following us, we would be honored if you would consider doing so. It costs you nothing to hit that button, so that you will be notified every time we release a new episode. Now, let's get into it. Spanish Town is hot tonight. The kind of thick heat that makes the zinc fences sweat and the dogs restless. Somewhere near King Street, a young man, everyone calls Puppy String, moves through the shadows with a confidence that does not match his age. The lane falls silent when he appears. Conversations clipped, dominoes left hanging in midair. In a town where politics has turned communities into armed camps, and every corner feels claimed, his presence is both shield and threat. People say that when he walks past, you feel two things at once: relief that nothing is happening now, and fear of what might come next. To understand how he became that presence, you have to understand what Spanish Town became in the late 20th century. Once the old capital of Jamaica, it turned into a battleground where politics and poverty mixed into something poisonous, with entire neighborhoods effectively turned into garrisons, loyal to one party or the other, and armed men enforcing that loyalty at gunpoint. Over time, the politicians, who had first armed rough youths to secure votes, watched those same men evolve into independent dons, controlling extortion, contracts, and local justice with a reach that sometimes rivaled the state itself. In St. Catherine, one of the most feared of these formations was a group that would become known as the Klansman Gang, a fierce rival of another Spanish Town-based organization called One Order, with their feud said to have claimed many lives over the years. In this environment, a don is more than a gunman. He is judge, employment officer, protector, and executioner, often all in the same day. Puppy String grows into that role step by step, not as a myth, but as a product of a system where the line between political enforcer and community leader blurs until nobody can see it clearly anymore. Word spreads in Spanish Town that he is the man who can get things done, from settling disputes to deciding who can operate a taxi route without facing gunfire. The phrase people whisper about him, half in fear and half in respect, is simple and sharp, they say. Puppy String runs the lane. Klansman in those days is not yet the fractured multi-faction structure that will later appear in court cases and media reports as Blackman Faction, Tesha Miller Faction, and others. It is more like a tight circle of loyalists around a core leader, rooted in specific communities of Spanish Town and building influence through extortion, protection, and political connections. Official and media sources describe how groups like Klansmen and One Order fight deadly battles for control of extortion in Spanish Town, especially over transport operators and local businesses, using violence to enforce their rules. In that earlier era, the seeds of this struggle are already visible, with Puppy String seen as the man holding one side of the line. Picture a night at the taxi stand near the Spanish Town bus park. The horns, the vendors, the bad words flying as drivers fight for passengers. Then word comes down that a new fee is in place, a cut on every route. Some drivers grumble, some refuse, and then a rumor moves through the crowd like a cold wind. Puppy String is not pleased. The next day, one driver finds his windscreen shattered. Another hears shots in the distance and decides the fee is safer than defiance. Nobody sees a written contract, but everyone understands the new order. The lane has spoken, and behind that voice is the man they say runs the lane. Silence does as much work as any bullet. One evening, a mother in a nearby scheme asks too many questions about where the boys get their guns. The next morning, a neighbor gently advises her that for her own safety, she should let certain things pass. No threat, no raised voice. Just a quiet reminder that in Spanish Town, talking too freely can be dangerous. The community learns when to speak and when to stay quiet, and that silence is one of the tools that keeps the don in control. In Spanish Town at this time, silence is not empty. It is loaded. If there is a mystery at the heart of Puppy String's story, it is this. People agree that he became the man to fear in parts of Spanish Town, but they do not agree on exactly how he rose. or on how much of his power came from the politicians who first armed men like him. Some say he was always destined to be a leader, that he had a natural command even before the guns. Others believe he was a creation of the system, a man who might have been a hustler or a tradesman in another world, but who in this one became the axis of a gang, because power was handed to him as part of a larger political game. The question that hangs over him is simple. Did he build Klansmen, or did Klansmen build him? As the 1980s and early 1990s unfold, reports and later analyses describe how dons across Jamaica, including those in Spanish Town, tighten their grip over entire communities. They collect taxes from buses and shops, influence who gets construction contracts, and sometimes even decide who lives and who dies in their neighborhoods. In St. Catherine, the rivalry between Klansmen and what will later be formally known as One Order becomes a defining feature of local violence, with newspapers and human rights reports noting that battles between the two contribute to hundreds of deaths. In the middle of this slow burn war, men like Puppy String stand as local kings whose decisions ripple far beyond their lanes. One scene captures that gravity. It is a Sunday afternoon, and a domino table has taken over a corner of the lane. A youth from another community walks in, shoulders stiff, a small silver chain catching the sun. He is not supposed to cross this line without permission. The table goes quiet. Then Puppy String, sitting with his back to the wall, lifts his eyes and holds the youth in a long, flat stare. He does not shout. He does not move his hand toward his waist. He just says, in a calm voice, "You know whose lane this is." The youth hesitates, then nods and backs out. The clack of dominoes starting again, only when he has vanished. Once more, the phrase the community repeats under their breath is a kind of mantra. Puppy String runs the lane. Yet for all his local power, the wider forces are shifting. Researchers note that by the early 1990s, some dons begin to slip from the control of the very politicians who empowered them, becoming independent criminal entrepreneurs with their own networks and ambitions. At the same time, the Jamaica Constabulary Force, under pressure from rising murder rates and international scrutiny, starts naming top wanted men and building operations aimed at dismantling the most powerful gangs. Klansmen is not just a rumor or a street name. It appears in media and government documents as one of the key criminal organizations fighting for territory, and extortion flows in Spanish Town and beyond. In the eyes of the state, the days of letting dons rule uncontested are supposed to be numbered. Inside the gang, pressure builds as well. Ambitious lieutenants look at the don and start to ask themselves whether they could do better, collect more, expand faster. Among them is a younger man named Donovan Bulby Bennett, who will later become one of the most infamous names connected to Klansmen, with police estimating that during his time he controlled significant assets and ran an extensive extortion network. According to later testimony reported in Jamaican media, police believe that by the early 1990s, the balance inside the gang is shifting toward Bulby, even as Puppy String remains the official leader. The same system that once elevated a single don now begins to produce rivals inside his own camp. Around this midpoint in the story, the old mystery deepens rather than resolves. If Puppy String is the man who runs the lane, how does another man rise beneath him without being cut down early? Some observers suggest that the political patrons who once backed the gang may have grown frustrated with one leader and quietly encouraged another. Others point instead to internal dynamics, arguing that as gangs like Klansmen became more involved in pure criminal enterprise, especially extortion, the men who could bring in the most money or the most feared shooters naturally gained influence. What remains constant is that behind the fences and zinc walls of Spanish Town, conversations grew more careful and the whisper changed shape. Puppy String runs the lane, but Bulby has plans. What happens next is recorded not just in rumor, but in official and media accounts. A later profile of Donovan Bulby Bennett notes that authorities believe he gained leadership of the Klansmen gang through the murder of then-leader Derek Puppy String Eccleston on the 12th of May, 1993. In testimony reported by the Jamaica Observer, a witness nicknamed City Puss, recalls that the police considered Bowlby the one Don of Klansmen from that date, saying that he had wrested leadership from Puppy String, whom he murdered. These accounts do not paint a picture of a peaceful succession or a negotiated retirement. They describe a transfer of power written in gunfire and blood. Imagine that final confrontation, not as a slow fade, but as a sudden tear in the fabric of the lane. Somewhere in Spanish Town, perhaps near the same King Street where Puppy String once felt untouchable, shots ring out. People drop to the ground. Children are yanked inside. Shutters slam. When the smoke clears, the word starts moving faster than any police statement. Puppy String is gone. Some will say they saw nothing. Others swear they heard his voice in the seconds before he fell. No matter the details, the emotional truth is brutal. A man who ran the lane is now a body on the ground, and with his fall, the axis of power tilts. In the aftermath, silence becomes a shield and a weapon again. Those who were close to Puppy String weigh the risk of speaking against the certainty of retaliation if they are seen as disloyal to the new order. Those who support Bowlby understand that any open celebration would draw both police attention and community hatred, so they move carefully, letting fear and rumor do the work for them. Officially, the state sees one more dead Don in a long list. Unofficially, Spanish Town feels the shift as men loyal to Bowlby step into roles once held by men loyal to Puppy String. Again, the lane learns what it can and cannot say, and silence writes another chapter of the story. Under Bowlby, Klansmen evolves from a locally feared gang into what officials and media later describe as a major criminal organization, with operations extending across St. Catherine and into places like Old Harbor, Portmore, and Maypen. Reports credit him with building an elaborate extortion network that targeted transport operators and businesses, using violence and intimidation to enforce payment. After his death in a police operation in 2005, the gang does not disappear. Instead, it fractures into factions, including those associated with new leaders, like Andre Blackman Bryan and Tesha Miller, whose names appear in one of the largest gang trials in Jamaican history. Each of these later chapters carries echoes of that first succession, when one Don took another's life to claim the title. What then is Puppy String's legacy? Official documents barely sketch his outline, focusing instead on the man who killed him and on the long years of violence that followed. Yet on the ground, in Spanish Town memory and lore, he remains the early figure who showed what a Klansman Don could be, a man whose rule blended fear and a kind of rough order in a community starved of trustworthy institutions. The phrase people still repeat, sometimes with nostalgia, sometimes with relief that those days are gone, sometimes with a shiver, is the one he never got to trademark but always owned.
Puppy String runs the lane.
The cost of that legend is enormous. Human rights reports and media accounts link the battles between Klansmen and one order to hundreds of deaths, countless wounded, and generations of children raised in the shadow of gunfire. People who grew up in those neighborhoods speak of learning young which streets to avoid, which colors not to wear, which questions never to ask. The Don system, in which men like Puppy String and Bowlby held local power, may have offered some residents quick justice or protection, but it also trapped them in a cycle where the price of defiance or even simple independence could be death. Whatever charisma these men possessed is forever tied to the damage they helped inflict. This is the paradox at the center of Jamaican gangster legends. The same qualities that make a Don seem strong and decisive to some make him a source of terror to others. In the case of Puppy String, we see a man who rises in a specific moment of political and social breakdown, uses that moment to carve out control, and then becomes a victim of the very logic he enforced when another man decides that only one leader can stand at the top. His story does not end with a contract or a quiet exile. It ends the way many Don stories end, with a sudden gunshot and a new name on the lips of those who say who runs the lane. The phrase that sticks for the audience, the one that captures his brief rule and brutal fall, is simple. Puppy String runs the lane until the day the lane runs him. That was the story of Derek Puppy String Eccleston, and the early rise of the Klansman gang. If this episode moved you, if it taught you something, if it kept you up, share it. Follow us if you have not already, and stay close, because on the next episode of Jamaican Gangster, we are going somewhere you are not ready for.